This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. October 1st is when the health insurance exchanges will open. Those exchanges are a centerpiece of the Affordable Care Act. You can shop for a health care plan if you don't have insurance. And that includes self-employed workers like Micheline Maynard. She's a journalist who's been on the show before, and she's in the process of figuring out her insurance coverage. We wanted to get a sense of what that calculation has been like. Welcome back to the program, Mickey.
Thank you very much, Lizzie.
Explain your healthcare and work situation to me right now.
I teach this year at Central Michigan University and at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan. And usually during the time I'm teaching, I'm paid a salary and, in the case of CMU, benefits. And then I'm also the editor of this new journalism venture, Curbing Cars, and I'm a freelance journalist, although I write primarily for Forbes and for Time and a couple of other publications.
Tell me about your insurance picture.
While I was teaching at CMU, because of the union contract, we had medical benefits. If you have an appointment for part of the school year, you actually get your health care through August. So I've actually gotten Central Michigan University health care plan from January through August. That just expired. And I got the letter from CMU saying, you're welcome to join our COBRA plan. That's an extension of your medical benefits from your employer, but you pay for it.
How much are you paying for COBRA?
Well, the COBRA that I elected, which is medical plus prescription coverage, will be about $491 a month. I could get it without prescription coverage, but I actually talked to CVS Pharmacy about I take three prescriptions, and I said, what would they cost if I bought them? And they said, over $100 if I just use the prescription coverage that I've been getting. They're about $7 a month.
You're in kind of an interesting place because you more or less work for yourself. You do a bunch of different assignments. I gather that you've looked at the Affordable Care Act calculators to figure out if getting insurance that way would work for you. What have you found?
Before I even decided to take the COBRA, I went on the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan site and I did their calculators. And they actually do offer an individual health care plan. The one that was closest to what I was paying had a $6,000 deductible. So that I dismissed. To get close to what I was getting in the COBRA would have been under $1,000, but not much under $1,000. So then I went on the Affordable Health Care site to start doing some research. And you click on some boxes, fill in some information, and basically you're told, here are some of your options.
What does an insurance policy have to cost to be worth it to you?
I was thinking earlier today about this, and, you know, I do a monthly budget, and I have to budget for rent, utilities, you know, your basic expenses per month. And I realized that baking in COBRA means I basically have to bake in another $500 a month in expenses, which I was prepared for. If I could get health care for $300, $400 a month, I would be very, very happy. However, I'm not sure that's going to be possible. I just don't know.
How healthy would you say you are? Do you need a lot of health care or not so much when you're shopping?
I consider myself to be pretty healthy. I'm on a weight loss plan right now. I exercise 3 or 4 times a week. My one issue is a heredity thing with actually high triglycerides, so I take a little medication for that. And I had a surgical condition 20 years or so ago, and I have to take some medication for that. But I don't smoke. I drink very little. I try to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. So I would say healthy. I feel like I'm probably the ideal person to be insured at this point.
In your research, when you've gone online, what did you find? What was that like?
Confusing, because you have to know essentially, you know, what's a deductible? What's a copay? What, obviously, if I'm single, but if I were a family, I would need to know information about the health of my spouse, the health of my children. You really better have all that at your fingertips, and you really need to have a feeling for what you can afford. And that's all going to have to be filled in after the 1st of October.
Mickey Maynard is the editor of Curbing Cars and a contributor to Forbes.com. Thank you, Mickey.
Thanks a lot, Lizzie.
We're going to check back in with Mickey to hear how the comparison shopping is going post October 1st. And we want to hear your experiences, too, if you're buying insurance on the exchanges or choosing not to. or have questions about health insurance coverage, you can write us. Click on the contact link at marketplacemoney.org.